Okay. Either because you haven't had so much time to prepare for exams in that diet, or maybe you don't have enough money to pay for the maximum number of papers. Okay. So you can choose what number of papers you want to write. At that extent, it's flexible.
Okay.
And also, you have 10 years to complete this exam. Give you 10 years.
Okay, that's after that.
Okay, so
after that, when
the 10 years lapse, what happens if I don't complete it?
Well, for 10 years, what happens is you have to start all over again.
All over again?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, it's just constantly updated with the changes in the finance environment. Mm. So if you have stayed in 10 years and you haven't completed, there are some things that would have changed. It would just be wise to start all over again.
Okay, now, speaking about EC, you know, you talked about how has it affected your job or your career now that you are an affiliate of the ECCA?
Okay, from the I've worked as a finance person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that door would have been open to me if I didn't take ACCA. My first job I got on one part because I had a part qualification on my CV that said, okay, I had finished the first level of ACCA that gave me the diploma. Yeah.
Okay.
And going on from there, I've been open to better job prospects because I'm an ACCA person.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a stamp of quality.
So are you guys nerds?
Exactly.
Are we nerds?
Are you seen as nerds? Because we've been told about cool ACCA is. So I don't know how to brand, how you will be branded. You know, would you be seen as a all about the figures kind of guy?
Do you party?
Money book kind of guy, straight colored kind of guy. Mm. How would you describe
yourself?
How do
you let down your hair?
We are not nerds. I can tell you that for sure. And if you want to take anything for information, just take a stroll right from Ipori down to Maryland, mm-hmm. and you'll have quite a number of study centers.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, you'll find people who work hard and play hard.
Okay.
Work hard, play harder. All right. Well, it's Thoughts on Air here on Classic FM 97.3, brought to you by ECCA, and it's all about stepping up the game for today. So you can send your questions in 33973. Let's hear what your thoughts are. 33973. You can post your comments on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Classic FM 97.3, and tweet at Classic FM 97.3. We're speaking with Ibitola Okabam, and we also have Michael Maggi here in the studio. So let's talk. What do you have to say? Let's take a musical break right now, and since Michael is looking all dapper, this one is called Dressed for Success, mm-hmm. and it's from a group called Roxette, talking about the accounting profession and how cool it feels to be. I'm going to play it forward.
every Thursday at 10 a.m. Four Sports Center, brought to you by Association of Chartered Certified Accountants.
All right, so we're back. It's still Thoughts on Air here on Classic FM 97.3, the station that plays every song. You know, talking about the accounting profession and
getting dressed,
game up,
getting dressed for success.
And getting dressed for
but
success.
You know, I like that part. Like, you know, when you're dressed for success, when it comes, it won't be like they are bouncing you. Are you in the right outfit? No, you're not invited. Mm-hmm. But when you're dressed, you're compliant. Yeah. Just say, entree.
Dress for the role. Dress, you look the part. Let's just put it that way. So being dressed for success, I mean, we've got Ibitola Okabam here with us in the studio. He's a corporate finance analyst with Walter Smith Petroleum Oil Limited, and he's an ACCA affiliate. We've also got Michael Maggi here with us in the studio, Business Development Manager, ACCA Nigeria. So, if you've got questions, then you know what to do. 33973, or you could tweet at Classic FM 973, or facebook.com/Classic FM 97.3. We've got quite a lot of people interested in the accounting profession. I guess it's a professional, you know, people always say the accounting profession is very professional, and most people always incline one way to the other, because every business seems to just need to keep the books, whether you like it or not. Now, Jane has a question here. She says, I'm an ACCA student currently in P levels, and I can say that it's been very interesting. It's been a very interesting experience.
What's the P level?
What's the P level?
That's the final level. It's called professional level.
Well done, Jane.
Jane, you do it. We hail you. All right, there's something here from Abiodun. Abiodun says, what does it take to sit for an ACCA exam after a first degree? How many years will it take to sit for the exam?
Okay, to answer that, for it depends on the degree you have.
Okay.
For those who have a first degree in accounting, we get exemption from 5 papers, so we start from the second stage.
Okay, now how many stages are there?
We have 3 stages. You have the first stage, which comprises of 3 papers.
Okay.
The second stage is 6 papers you'll be writing. And the final stage, the professional stage, you have 5 papers.
Okay, so you get exempted from the first stage.
Yes, and 1 paper from the second stage is an accounting graduate.
How many papers will you now write? Because it's 14 papers all.
Yes.
So, okay, because they are accounting graduates, then you exempt.
Yes,
so
for that.
Yes, only 1 paper.
Yes, yes, right. There's 1 paper.
What kind of? I'm angry. What? Why? Economists should be an entire stage. Two stages off.
I'll just write 1 paper.
Okay.
There's always an explanation for it anyway. All right, so going back to Ibitola. Now, what are your expectations for you? Because you're an affiliate right now, looking to become a fellow. What are your expectations?
A member.
Run to fellow. Okay, sorry. What are the expectations of being an ACCA qualified person?
Okay, first, like I said earlier, it's a stamp of quality in finance and accounting.